That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, I have some very important and interesting information for you. I just love the way the universe works, and we're going to find out a little bit about it tonight. These transit dates will be in effect for at least a year, through 2025, and we can already feel it. The dates are November 3rd, January 3rd, 2025, and April 26th, 2025. It's always a play in three acts with retrograde. Mars is in Cancer, but Pluto changes over to Aquarius on November 19th, 2024. We've had Mars transiting Cancer for a while now, and this brought some unexpected shifts for people. Mars is debilitated in Cancer, and it brings us extra lessons because it will retrograde in Cancer. It will cross over into Leo, and then on December 6th, the day the states have to certify the U.S. election votes, it remains in Cancer through February of 2025. So the final opposition to Pluto in April will be in Leo, Aquarius. Mars will be in Leo. Pluto will be in Aquarius. We have to get through this highly explosive time. It's a time when the outward forces are going inward. The way we have faced the external world, faced problems, faced our purpose, and any kind of challenge is now going to turn inward. We have to look at ourselves and we will be able to see ourselves during this period of time. Any type of tone that we've given to another person is now the tone that we are giving ourselves. Mars is a masculine energy, and we are learning about the way we direct our energy outward and the way we move directly and deliberately. It's the way we channel the internal outward. So if we're angry, we're going to have one kind of posture. And if we feel kind and loving, we're going to have another kind of posture. And that's called body language. The internal goes outward. When Mars is in Cancer, and why is debilitated in Cancer, is the opposite and external force. It's lunar. It's the archetype feminine sign, the mother, the softer side. So it just pulls or inverts all that Mars energy away from the way it naturally flows. Also, what this can mean is that the energy of Mars can lose its force. So it's easy to have some stress injuries here. Example, you have an exercise regime that really channels your energy. Make sure that you check that. Make sure that you're really stretching your body and warming up and cooling down properly. Because it's very easy when Mars is in Cancer retrograde for you to lose some kind of energetic force and then have to deal with the energy internally. Like the energy can feel stifled or bottled up. There's a block release valve. There will be an extra time needed to process your emotion. In a positive way, Mars in Cancer will make us look at the root of the problem. It makes us see why we have all this excess energy that needs to be released, why we have pain, anger, sadness that we try to release, and more of those pent-up energies as well. We ask, how can we adjust to the situation in our life that is causing cycles of us full of anger, full of resentment, full of negative energy, or whatever it is? We need to know the cause rather than the effect. It's called the root problem. And once you begin to heal the root problem, then it will disappear from your life and be healed. So what's happening here? What is the source of our anger, our sadness? Why do we feel fearful about everything? What choices are we making every day that keep these feelings going? What people or events in our lives are triggering it? Is it the people or is it our association with the people? Where is this all coming from? Mars in Cancer does actually augment our intuitive abilities, but it can get a bit messy sometimes. It can be an intuition that's not as conscious, but more of a gut feeling reaction. Also, if you have anything related to digestive issues or sensitive problems in the brain, like the thought process, thinking. Also, the brain has to process itself, like neurotransmitters during your sleep, for example. Mars in Cancer can sometimes indicate insomnia or disrupted sleep or a digestive issue in various parts of the body. It's not just at the stomach level. It can be the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the endocrine system to a lesser degree. It can be blood pressure, heart, circulation. Mars in Cancer is a time where we have to really pay attention to our health. Mars can bring in food, strong energy to the body when favorably aspected. But when Mars is in Cancer, Scorpio, or any of the water or earth signs, and especially Cancer, it can bring in a signal that sometimes is not processing right. Something is not digesting right. Something is too stagnant. It affects your outward body, and you may say, I'm not feeling up to par. From September 2024 through April 2025, when Mars moves into Leo after all these retrogrades, we all may have to address some kind of health matters. Make sure you have the right environment to process your emotions. Food, water, whatever you need for your body to process. It will need some extra time. Extra time through this entire transit. Also, if you have to coordinate some type of journey or some kind of life strategy to process, cleanse, or purify and bring a more healthy flow to your body, be sure to arrange to do that. Like some people live up north and go south for the winter months is a good example of that. If you have to go somewhere to coordinate, make sure you do. Now let's move to Pluto in the last degree of Capricorn. We have an opposition as well of contradicting forces. We have a perpetual stability-oriented, routine-oriented, long-running habitual structures, cementing energy of Pluto in Capricorn at the 29 degree. So these two energies will be operating in a certain polarity and a certain axis. We will have choices in our lives, and we will have a sliding scale. Do I move more into the Mars and Cancer energy, like taking a health sabbatical, or really making changes in my life, really seeing the internal problems and addressing the degree to which healthy processing has been possible, and then make the changes suggested, and it's possible to bring about your optimum health? Am I on that side of the energy, or am I more on the continuity, stability, repetitive energy, maintaining some kind of a habitual structure? Am I on the right side of that structure? Pluto will only be in Capricorn until November 19th. However, I don't feel that Pluto will be settled into Aquarius until February, when Mars moves out of Cancer into Leo. Pluto needs to get past that 0 degree and really more into the 4 and 5 degrees sometime next year, towards the end of 2025, and really absorb in the new Aquarian energy. Of course, 0 degree of any sign is also considered 29 degrees of the previous sign. So when Pluto is in Aquarius at 0 degrees, it will feel just like it's still in Capricorn at 29 degrees. We're going to stop for our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with a lot more information after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This week, your entire life is about to change. It's bursting with activity, ambitious energy, allowing you to go after and achieve your personal and professional goals. You'll get more done if you can shut out any kind of distraction and work diligently. Try to stay off the radar instead of trying to gain approval. On Monday, October 21st, Mercury trines Saturn. The Sun is in the last degree of Libra and squaring Pluto in Capricorn. If you have a business idea, now is the time to begin to get it off the ground. The energy is especially auspicious for enterprising people who want to work for themselves. The world is transforming and improving at the core, even though it feels very different on the outside. This can be a day to express yourself creatively in a beautiful and enterprising way. Tuesday is a great day to implement constructive change in your life. Mentally, there is more discipline and focus to manifest the necessary changes needed in your life. The political fight is on, and the contenders are in a fight for life, it seems. World leaders are watching as a shift in energy begins to transform and change. On Wednesday, the 23rd, the Sun enters Scorpio. The quality of time indicates that a power and powerlessness are two-sided of the same coin. Now is the time to make decisions, even if you can hardly predict the outcome. Trust your gut feeling. Trust your intuition. On Thursday, the 24th, the focus is on shared resources, everyday activities, and the Great Awakener. Mars sextiles Uranus, and this is very positive. Home matters and the foundation of your life heighten your intuition. The movement of dance and creativity are all in your energy. Saturn tests you and brings you responsibility. A lot of emotions from the past could come up to the surface. Instead of dwelling on them, seek new loving relationships. Spend time with trusted, supportive friends, a supportive partner, or immerse yourself in your creativity. If you want to release some pent-up emotions, write a letter to your inner child and see what comes up for you. It's very empowering to do that, and it can free you from a lot of deep, buried, negative energy. Saturday is filled with cheerful vibes, and the evening is perfect for socializing with friends and family. Sunday is a sleep-in day. The energy is very lethargic, which has you relaxing and lounging around the home. You may even order in for dinner. However, your brain is quite foggy. Frustrations are blocking the mental energy. The mental focus is necessary but difficult. It feels like there are injustices that are blocking mental clarity. The political steam becomes more heated and intense. Problems with leadership dominate the world scene. World leaders are in a difficult place with many obstacles seemingly blocking future progress and peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask me a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back from our weekly cosmic tip. And now we'll continue the teaching. There's going to be something activating, for sure, from now until New Year's Day, 2024. That has been perpetrating continually, focused, stability-oriented, structure to it. Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees is very much focused on unfinished business. It's about to reach the full picture, its peak point. The work of the past 16 years, 2008 to 2024, the timeline that Pluto has been in Capricorn is about seeing the energy that has now ended and tied up. But we have to make sure that it was tied up with the right kind of a bow. Are we really taking in all that has been learned and gained and applying it, investing it, showing it, and expressing it properly? But Mars in Cancer on its opposition point is causing a snag with Jupiter in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. It may not be exact now, but it's been something that has been present with the final Pluto in Capricorn time period. The outcome has been that people are already over it. They are over the old stories. They want a new frontier. They want a new path. The collective wants some kind of resolution from something that hasn't functioned well over the past 15 years. And it's okay with them that a lot of the structure has disappeared. A lot of the structures just aren't relevant anymore. We are also seeing how difficult it is to uproot what 29 degrees in Capricorn represents. These are the people who have been making very responsible decisions over the past 15 years. People who have long-running, familiar, political, or resource-oriented structures that they've been investing into for 15 to 16 years that they've been focused on, and they can feel very burned out at this time. Remember, the top-down structure is going to melt into the air and disappear with the Aquarian energies, and it's already started. The elderly or the not super resilient, as well as many of us, just don't see what's really underneath some types of structure. Be careful about what's going on in your situation. It may not be as dire as it looks. If you are a Cancer or a Capricorn, there may be a lot going on beneath the surface. Please consider and allow for that. In all honesty, 29 degrees Capricorn is one of the most powerful places in the zodiac. From the Earth's perspective, Capricorn is the most mature sign, a cardinal sign, very strong, and it's the final human condition. Aquarius Pisces, along with the Pluto-Neptune sextile, with Neptune at the final degree of the zodiac as well, is very otherworldly. It's out of this world. It's the dreamer, the imagination. Even though we have a lot of global distractions on a superficial level, Jupiter in Gemini, Uranus in Taurus at 29 degrees, something beneath the surface is more powerful, long-lasting, and resilient. And this strong energy is connected to all of us in a less than obvious degree that people realize. Because they don't realize this, they may go against certain structures or take for granted certain structures. They may not understand how it's all connected or how it's all associated. A good example is being against some kind of a force that you consider overbearing, but not realizing that that force enables or perpetrates a lot of your current lifestyle. Like defunding the police, for example. When you're in a union, you're protected from people with manipulative ideas or really may dislike you and try to get you fired, but they're protecting you through the union. When you plant a new azalea, you enjoy the flowers in the spring, but you have no idea what's happening under the ground, what the roots are doing, where they're growing, or what's really going on to keep the plant alive. We might take a part in some group thinking or some type of ideal that's in opposition to our lifestyle, not realizing that we're actually opposing ourselves. When it all works out, the result will be very disturbing to our lifestyle, but we don't see that at the moment. People can unwittingly or unknowingly go against the fabric of their own lives by taking certain oppositional stances at this time. This is quite a substantial consideration when we question the integrity of our own lives or who, why, where, and to what extent we are what we are. We have to be masterful and willing to recognize and the connection nature of all of what's going on before we make any vast changes. It's always been easy for us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can cut someone off at the knees and have a good intention at the same time. Example, unions versus employers. The masses want the raises, and the employers resist it, but they don't realize that they're cutting their business off at the knees. There is a connection at the psychological level as to what makes my day, my job, my life more visible, and not realize that we may have to face some things with more regard or more honor. There is a theme of honor, heritage, history, along with multi-generational trajectories that are so over people's heads or so out of the collective consciousness right now. But it doesn't mean they aren't there for us. We're getting so fast-paced here, especially with Mars coming up to oppose Pluto. However, there is some kind of final thrust coming, especially with the final Pluto at 29 degrees of Capricorn. Some kind of imminent conclusion. And that's what's going on between now and New Year's Day. Also, considering the gravity of certain purposes, especially if you have Capricorn in your chart, what are you gravitating towards? What purpose? What ideas? What vision or long-rooted desire do you have? Can you take advantage here in a positive and healthy way? Can you grab an opportunity? Can you have a focus and purpose in your life? Because there should be an abundance of all that. Embedded in this energy, we have, at the highest point of this transit, come to an apex of sorts. Since 2008, we feel like we have climbed Mount Everest, but there should be some kind of a view here, the ability to see the forest for the trees, a kind of understanding and how to move forward. But in some cases, it may be difficult to go any higher. With some people, it depends on the age, how long they've been building, contributing, or investing in something. And with some people, they have to take this expansion that is currently in front of them and actually choose to decide how to move forward and allowing themselves to exist in this expanse of energy and keep going, keep building, allow it all to unfold in front of you. Talking a little bit more about the opposition itself, Mars and Pluto, November 3rd through November 7th, the most powerful time is between the night of November 4th and the whole day of November 5th, because Mars moves from 29 degree Cancer to 0 degrees Leo. Oh my God, right on election day for the U.S. Let me just say this to you. It's all karma and destiny. The heavens planned this time period way before you were born, as well as choosing Trump and Harris to run against each other. And the heavens have already chosen the outcome. What will the outcome bring to people's lives? Well, there's definitely a lot of questioning here. We're going to take our half-hour break, and I will be back with more after the song.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
We're standing in the possibility of a dream like baby and me.
Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back, and that was Elaine Silver with I'm Standing in the Possibility. It used to be my theme song when I first started my radio programming years ago. Well, there's definitely a question with this opposition that's happening, being generated by Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn. Two of the oppositions in January and February will be in Leo and Aquarius. These oppositions are happening on both sides of the cusp, so they are more than powerful. They can be overwhelming. Like, it's too much for me to think about. I can't take all of this into account. It's too much of an empire. It's too much to wrap my head around. I just have to give it to God. This may be the most dominant perspective to the oppositions first and foremost. We are all going to have a lot of patience. There will be some masterful people who can comprehend all of these components, all the moving parts. Well, good luck to them. They're being able to make predictable adjustments. Everyone will be trying to comprehend the cause and effect of what's happening. Remember, this is destiny. It's a 248-year destiny, and it falls in the second and eighth house of the United States chart. So it has to do with values and power. There's a lot of power and gravity around this situation, along with a feeling of roots, tradition, or the tip of the iceberg showing its head with its complicated energetic activity. But breathe in, not knowing what's there or the people involved or whatever. You need to breathe, because this leaves a lot of the outcome to be unpredictable. And this is what I call the aftermath of the election, partly. It cannot be the result, because there is no result until after the final opposition in April of 2025. Don't forget that Uranus at 29 degrees of Taurus is also involved in this energy. This trines Pluto in Capricorn at the beginning of the transit on election day, and trines Mars as well. The strongest energy always happens at the first transit, which is between November 3rd and November 7th, 2024. Remember, all this energy will be affecting each and every one of you, too, depending on where it lands in your chart. Everyone is going to have a reaction. It's perhaps non-intervention would be the best pathway here. Should we just let things go? Maybe. But it feels as if people with a strategic tendency in our life who are trying to climb up to the next level or to the top, there's going to have to be some type of movement or some type of working with the new present energies in order to proceed. There's some type of puzzle solving here. Then there's a questioning of the emotional relevance. Mars in Cancer, as it opposes the energetic sustainability of gravitational purposes of Pluto in Capricorn. Remember, it's the beginning of a new cycle for the U.S. How have we done so far? Has the creation of the new country succeeded, or do we need to make some adjustments here? By the time we get to the new moon in Aries next April, we should have a good idea of how we've done and what's going on. Mars is in Cancer, and it can bring in a feeling of this path is not emotionally sustainable for me. or is not financially sustainable and is going to have to change in some way. Industry is changing. Some overblown economic issues are going on. Economic outputs are not going to be possible in the future. There's a declining morale. People don't feel good about what they're doing. There's issues with jobs, issues with labor. People don't want to go out to work, and there's always the strikes. There's a heavy, dense feeling present at this time. The repetitive opposition brings stress. Why am I always repeating negative traits brings stress? Why am I making money this way brings stress? People are out on overwhelm, and there's been a heavy hit to morale around working and around economic productivity. Because of this, there is a decrease in overall productivity. Definitely a hit in the quality of goods and services, and we can all attest to that. I went to have a medical exam last week down at the hospital, and the office could not have somebody come out with a wheelchair for me. When I went inside to ask about it, they said they can't hire any people. Nobody wants to work. Last spring, when I went into New York City to my favorite hotel, the New Yorker, they were always able to take my car as I registered and park it, but they don't now. Service is out. They have to make you walk the two blocks. That was very difficult for me, but I wanted to give you these examples of how we're losing service because of our morale and our traits are feeling very heavy at this time. Demeaning of resources, anything that's produced. So the emotional heaviness and the density of that will increase during this time of confusion, uncertainty, and unrest. Don't let it happen to you. Really try to keep up with your meditations. There can also be more accidents. Pluto-Mars opposition or conjunction or square can indicate this. Please check out your personal chart. Be sure to keep safe and don't take on any risks, especially financial. Anything that's industrial, new cars, new appliances, keep your car maintained well. Check out the tires. Anything relating to home maintenance, accidents in the home. Mars is in Cancer. That's the home. Pluto's in Capricorn, and that deals with real estate and enough housing. So we probably will have some kind of a housing situation crisis, especially with all these new immigrants that are in the country. The housing market is more of a frustration, though, not a crisis. More like pricing, labor, construction, not able to get the materials or build or repair. Also, strikes. Paying rent, economic hardship, things can boil over with frustration. And this can feel very defeating to people. And I don't mean to sound negative here. You work hard all week, and when you get paid, all that money goes to the landlord. And you ask yourself, was it all worth it? It's a moral issue as people begin to realize that for all their hard work, they are just existing for other people to benefit. There needs to be a change. There will come a point of no return, an inevitable change to bring in motivation and justification for change. During this Pluto movement through Aquarius, community attention and support for change will come. The second two oppositions are in Aquarius Leo, which is very interesting. The Capricorn-Cancer opposition shows us the necessity of change, the reasons why, and the Aquarius-Leo ones bring in the change. It's really not the best energy for this. Mars opposes Pluto across the Capricorn cusp into Aquarius, and that brings an indication of a quantum leap. that the frustrations, hard work, time, money that's been invested in the last 15 years may have led to a frustrating result for many people. Because of that, there is some kind of micro shift in global morale, bringing a different way that people will begin to express their discontent, or the way that people will talk about what they've gained from their work versus what they thought they would gain. This creates a new collective consciousness in what is believed or not believed. The validity in certain microeconomic structures or the validity of certain labor practices, housing philosophies, and we will begin to see this as Pluto moves further into Aquarius. We can maybe plan out our next 6, 9 to 12 months, taking all this energy into account. The dates of these oppositions are November 3rd, 2024, is the exact opposition of Pluto in Capricorn, Mars in Cancer at the 29 crisis degree. This is the time to not take ourselves too seriously, to take some kind of pressure off. It's definitely a time when life-changing events will happen and where we will see the results of the last 15 years of belief systems, of work systems, of your life system. Try not to get too overwhelmed, disgusted. This is karmic. We cannot change this. We were born at this time for a reason. The outcome is predestined, and we chose to experience this energy. Now, don't be too leftist. Try not to reflect on the past life. If only I would have done this differently. We cannot change the past. Be careful of demanding from the past something that is not here. This leaves unnecessary pain. Try to lean on the present. How best can you use the resources you now have? How can you better your current situation? What positive things happened to you? How can you bring forward what you've learned to help others? Remind yourself with self-talk why you are qualified to move forward and what you can bring to the collective. Don't allow yourself to become pessimistic. Use a realistic plan towards a better future. The second opposition is on January 3rd, 2025, at 1 degree of Leo Aquarius. This opposition will bring in a very sizable shift in group thinking. The energy brings in a catalyst event for a major paradigm shift. This is about the time that Congress approves the presidential votes and decides who is the next president. But it's a catalytic event, and it's going to cause a shift in the way that we think about the globe, the collective consciousness. And some of these entrenched tendencies or attachments may be more directly questioned, like the Electoral College versus the popular vote, which can bring in some kind of resolution. But not until this time. You need to keep on keeping on. And we are all feeling this now as I broadcast all of these events at the end of October 2024. We're in the energies and it won't let up until April of 2025. But we may not be able to understand it all yet, how things are changing. On January 3rd, up until all this time, we are waiting for a response or waiting for some kind of a change. It will lock in the way we are moving forward, be more precise, and fill in an empty gap that needs to form. Allow yourself to digest this between now and January so that you can be help to others. The third opposition is April 26, 2025. At 3 degrees of Leo Aquarius, and Mars is now direct. And this brings in a major resolution, and perhaps some new laws. We've gone from 29 degrees Capricorn on November 3rd to 3 degrees Aquarius in April of 2025, with both planets now direct. So something has been reviewed, changed, and now it's settled. And perhaps more than one issue. Honestly, every single matter that's unresolved may be unresolved, on your life until then, including who the new president is. There may be something where things can't get lined up right now or move forward until all of the elements are accounted for and in place. That's called by the book. There may be more to account for than people realize, or maybe some elements from the past 15 years that have to come through and understand. And I do feel a lot of this has to do with legalities, especially concerning the U.S. election. There will be a better outcome than realized, and more than realized, more meaning and caring than realized. Make sure you are being very careful with your resources. You're not going out on tangents. You're not taking action to achieve something you already have. That's been a collective mania since 2021 during the Saturn-Uranus square. That was in January of 2021. We will be seeing a lot of power plays, power disputes, especially with the Leo Aquarius energy. A lot of what we think may not be the result. Our world will look very different by April 2025. Perhaps a lot more positive, and certainly not what any of us are expecting now here in October of 2024. So take all these dates to your heart and try to be in a place of peace during these times. Try not to be involved in any risk-taking. We always have that accident aspect during the time of Mars-Pluto join-up. So stay empowered, stay positive, and always stay safe and at peace. We've come to the end of the program tonight. Now we're going to have another song by Eileen Silver. William's going to tell us about the moon. We'll do a meditation and finish with Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Good in our hearts, love together.
side. We have stood in the rain. We have good in our hearts, love to gain.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for our meditation. Tonight we're going to use a song by Elaine Silver called Have No Fear. And when you hear the word God, just take a deep breath and bring in the light energy from the universe. Get yourself comfortable and allow the music to flow within you and touch your soul, your body, and your mind, and your spirit.
God is near. God. Sometimes I'm alone and I think I'm separate. Feelings coming up from deep within. Then I think again and remember oneness healing me. No, I'm not alone, feeling spirit's presence. Everywhere is home for I'm in God's mind. Knowing all is one, I reveal its essence every time.
Goddesses.